Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with regards to aql and intellect, wisdom and understanding and hisab, balance, Allah ta'ala has kept insan, the human being, as ashraf, as the highest amongst creation. Because Allah ta'ala has given all qualities to the human being with balance. Allah ta'ala has given him brain, understanding, wisdom, and the human being knows what is right and what is wrong. Allah ta'ala has given the human being the etiquettes and understanding, so that tomorrow when we are presented in Allah Ta'ala's court, that we won't make any excuses that, Allah, we didn't understand this, we didn't have an understanding of this issue or subject, it was too difficult for us. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan totally with aql, with understanding, with wisdom, with capability, so that the human being can see everything for what it is in the dunya. In other words, even the dunya, the things of the dunya, can testify and bear witness that how much aql does this person have, how much understanding does this person have. If you want to see that somebody has aql and has wisdom and is intellectual, then see what subjects the human being understands. Look at the details that a human being understands. Look at chemistry, difficult formulae, difficult transitions, the human being understands. Physics, a very difficult subject, but the human being understands the subject matter. If you look at biology, look at all the theory, a person studies, becomes a doctor, despite the difficulty. If you start researching planets, you can reach from somewhere to a very high level. And if we see through science how technology has advanced and how the brain of man has progressed, then a person has, for example, taken over the skies, that you have planes and other flying objects, things that, for example, would take months or years, destinations to reach there, you can reach there within hours. Isn't this the case? Look on the earth, we have technology, how technology is advanced. From here, for example, you can take a little small parcel, a box, and, for example, you pick it up and put it next to your ear, and then you speak to somebody who's sitting in the village on the other side of the world in India, and sometimes you see the image and you'll know he's eating, and he'll show you purposely that I'm eating his food. Isn't this the case? So insan has a brain. We have to accept that the brain is possessed by a human being. Allah Ta'ala has given every human being understanding, intellect, brain power. To this extent, a human being has surpassed all levels and reached to very high levels of technology and advancement. And we cannot even make excuses now that Allah doesn't know everything we know. Allah, it was difficult, we didn't understand what was Jannah and what was Jahannam. Allah says, is it? You didn't understand? Allah Ta'ala said that you understood things many, many times harder than that difficulty, and you continue to look after the dunya, and you understood that subject matter. We look at young children today, 2 years old, they know how to control the phone. A man is left dumbfounded. I saw a young child, and he knew how to take out the programs, the rhymes, and different things, different apps, different channels to go on. And the father has given the phone to the child, and he just taps with a few finger taps, and he has an app or a sign or a bookmark. And after that, you see that whatever was required by the child, whatever was preferred and liked, that program starts or that function starts. And how old is the child? 2 years old. 2 years old. Is this not the case? Anyway, even the person who doesn't have understanding, obviously they will not have understanding, but a person who really wants to utilize his wisdom and brain intellect can do for things that he wants to do. So there's no dalil that we can use as an excuse in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala says that this dalil will not work. Allah, I didn't know, I didn't have the understanding, I didn't have the brains, I didn't understand what was sent to us. Allah forgive me, I was dumb, I was stupid. No, this will not happen. This will not happen. So we are ourselves criminals, and the criminal himself or herself will bear testimony. Allah Ta'ala, we progress so much in the world, but the angels were saying, what is this individual doing? We used to run towards the sun or the moon and the stars. We used to run after all of the things that we could see in the world. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala has explained here, surah, this small verse, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us. Is this difficult? Yes? So what is the subject of this verse? Is this difficult for us to understand? Don't we understand what this is? That this subject that Allah Ta'ala has given, these are the subjects and the meanings of what Allah Ta'ala has revealed to us in the Quran. So what's the subject? I say that if we can assess, analyze, and go through all of the technology and information and science in the world, then such a simple subject matter in the Quran, we refuse to understand it. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Say Subhanallah. Allah has explained to us clearly in the Quran, because there's nothing more simple than the Quran, is there? Why are we lost? So what is this subject here? Very simple. Allah Ta'ala says it's not a formula, it's not mathematics. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلْهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Allah says, it's very simple for us. It just took us a second, isn't it? There, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What is this subject? Save those who believe and do good works, and theirs is a reward unfailing. So when we will be presented in front of Allah, and what will we say? Allah, we didn't understand this. I feel like throwing the shoe straight where that person who says this right now. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is saying very clearly in this verse, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Save those who believe and then وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Don't just do amal. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Good deeds. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. And theirs is a reward. أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. A reward unfailing. It will never cease. And whoever doesn't understand this, tell me now. Tell me. I challenge those who are listening, thousands of brothers and sisters listening to me right now. I challenge. Take one person, raise up your hands, pick up your hands and say that we didn't understand this verse. Is there anyone who can say that I don't understand this verse? Is this anything harder? Is there anything harder than this? Is there anything difficult to analyze? Is some data to analyze or formula to analyze? No, nothing. Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have belief. Those who have belief. وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحًا. But we don't even understand what is Iman. Allahu Akbar. We haven't even understood what is Iman. Those who don't understand, they are free. They are lost. But despite saying that we have Iman, we have not understood what Iman is. Don't lie, brothers. Let's not lie to ourselves. This is the reality that is facing us. We haven't understood what is Iman. We haven't. Tell me. So in this situation, if we depart, we haven't understood Iman. And what excuse will we put forward? Allah, we didn't understand what was Iman. Iman is very simple to understand. Very simple. It's not difficult to understand what is Iman. So, Iman, Allah Ta'ala has explained Himself. What is the meaning of Iman? Allah has defined Himself. Amanu. What is Amanu? وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says the clarity of Iman, a person who has understood what is Iman, is that definitely he will obey Allah Ta'ala's orders. Allah said this in the Quran, isn't it? It's not difficult. Allah says, if you've got Iman, you've got belief, and you understand that, yes, I've got Iman, then Allah says, the dalil, the proof of your Iman, is what? Allah says, I'll accept at that time that you understood Iman. Even though you said, I'm a Muslim, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah, and you kept on announcing and calling out. Doesn't matter what you say. Allah Ta'ala says, the dalil, there's one dalil, and that is what Allah Ta'ala has put forward. Dalil illa alladhina amanu. Allah says that if you've brought about Iman, then what is the dalil? Wa'amilu salihat. That those who believe and do good deeds. So according to the strength of your Iman, because our Iman demands us. It calls out to us. If I've got Iman and I am a person of Iman, then Iman demands something from me. My Iman says, come on, stand up. Allah Ta'ala is calling you for Salah. Is this not the demand from Iman? Stand up. Get up. It's Ramadan. The climate of Ramadan has come. Keep the fast. Get up. Hajj is fard on you. Go travel and do Hajj. Isn't it? Iman is demanding us to do these things. So if we understand what is Iman, belief, then the good life is that life that if a person lives his life in opposition to Iman, the demand of Iman is that our life in parallel has to live in accordance to the demands of what our belief says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If a person says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and all night long watches dramas, plays games, does wrong actions and commits sins, then how can that person have Iman? It cannot be the Iman that Allah Ta'ala is demanding. No. So, If we say to Allah then in the hereafter, Allah, we didn't understand. No, Allah will say, this is wrong. Now the person who has not understood Iman, tell me. The person who has not understood Iman. Iman is such a great thing. That the basic thing, a person says, I didn't understand Iman, belief, and we're living away from that, away from Iman. We're living our life away from Iman. Our actions away from Iman. Our actions all day long do not fit with the demands of Iman or the definition. For example, if a person says, here's a glass here. In this glass I put water and I will drink some water. And we haven't seen this. Fair enough, we're not aware. And to explain to you, I bring a glass, I pour water into the glass and I demonstrate to you and I drink that water. That's a demonstration. Do you understand what I'm saying? So to explain Iman, my brothers, so that tomorrow we cannot put forward any excuses. 124,000 Sahaba, noble companions Allah Ta'ala sent to the earth. Noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every one of them was an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my companions are like the shining stars. They are an example for you. Don't say he's right or he's wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that everyone is a shining star. And if you look at their life and emulate them and you depart from the world, then your maqam will be what? Is that your iman will be on the status that I want. Allah Ta'ala says, take any companion, take any star, take the light from that star, you will be successful, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can there be no greater explanation this? Has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, did he have this iman? Tell me. Has Talha radiallahu anhu, did he have this iman? Has Zubayr, did he have this iman? One companion, there was not one companion who was away from the path. Every Sahabi's life will testify that, for example, if I say that I do wrong, then I say that I've got Iman. Then let me compare. And I should accept that I am not standing on the platform of Iman at the moment. I'm tainting Iman. And I cannot make an excuse tomorrow. Because Allah Ta'ala has given the Dalil and I understand and I know what is the Deen. So how can I make excuses? Why do I have to lie? Why do I have to deceive? So if a person, for example, he has not got Iman, then he will never be able to understand what is the amal required. And the reason that we don't do amal, or the right amal, Allah's ahkams, halal should be halal, haram should be considered as haram. If Allah says, don't do this action, don't do it. Interest is haram. This is bad. It's not good for you, etc. So this is haram. Allah says, don't touch it, don't go near it. Allah says, this is haram. I've told you not to touch it. But if our life is following what Allah Ta'ala has told us not to do, then there's no excuse. Allah has given a hukam, an order. The reason that we disobey is that we have not understood what is Iman. We still have not understood what is Iman. If I had Iman, then in no way or form would I disobey Allah Ta'ala's orders. I'd consider halal as halal and haram as halal. Simple as that. So are you all mutafikum what I'm saying, brothers? Agreed? Yes. Very clear point. So this is the reason that we are, this is the reason why we are weak in our amal. That is, our deeds have diminished and failed, broken away. Because our iman has doubt, it has cracks, there's doubt in our iman, there's shukuk and questioning and challenging. Look at this. And if the iman is weak, then where will amal salihat come from? The pious predecessors have said a beautiful thing, amal, but not just amal, amal salihat. What is a salih deed? That deed which is done in accordance with 100% purely according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is amal. Yes, basic deed, I prayed salah. Yes, okay, you've prayed salah, but was that salah in accordance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shara and sunnah? If your salah is in accordance to the sunnah, then you can say my salah is salih. And if you take the sunnah out of your life, my life, and we come and pray to Allah in the form of monkeys or animals and follow our opinions and desires and our choice, and we eat and drink the way we want and have our own mashiyat and society, then that cannot be amal salihat. But if you take a small deed, so-called small scale, but it has a dalil, the backing of the sunnah of Rasulullah, then that will become a great deed in magnitude. So this is the meaning of amal salihat. But if I don't understand what is amal, then how will I respect and observe the sunnah? If I don't understand iman, I don't understand amal salihat, I don't understand the sunnah, I don't understand the sharia, then falahum ajrun ghayru mamnun. Then how will I get ajr? The reward, I won't know what is reward. So if I understood what was ajr, my brothers, if we were to understand what is ajr, reward, then tell me, such a great ni'mah, Allah Ta'ala's gift that He has given to us, such a great gift that a person cannot imagine the gifts that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And salah, for the sake of one customer, we leave salah? Tell me, like a click of a finger. The customer is so beloved to me that I don't leave the customer. Adhan is being called, Jama'ah is taking place, the masjid in front of me. But the customer will not let me go. So what we realize is we don't understand what is ajr. What is reward? If I knew about reward, then I would close the shutter and run to the house of Allah to pray. I wouldn't care, I would not compromise. No power of the world would be able to stop me because such a great reward. How can I leave this? The reward for praying salah. In Jama'ah and congregation, such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given. And this could be the last amal and ni'mah in my life. And there's no other deed at that time that's equivalent to this. When Hajj will come, it will come. When Ramadan will come, Ramadan will come. When Zakat time comes, Zakat will come. But this is such an action, Alhamdulillah, that every moment this is with me. Allah Ta'ala has exhorted us to pray. And such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has put aside for salah, that without any excuse, for example, you can't move, you're ill, suddenly you fell ill. Okay, for example, you cannot go to the masjid at that time. What excuse is this? Oh, customers coming, my shop's busy, the masjid's in front of me and I cannot leave the customers. No, this is not correct. What sort of excuse is this? That we, for example, purchase a house on interest, easily, with ease. Oh, there's a difficulty for me living on rent and I have restrictions. Tell me, why? If that person knew that taking interest is like what? Like clashing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the punishment for dealing with interest. Then that individual would bear thousands of difficulties, but he'd never say, I can take interest or do business on interest or get a shop on interest or work on interest. Never will the individual do that. Never. He won't even think about it. Why? Because he's got yaqeen, certainty that is this the right that I'm fulfilling of my iman that I commit sins? So that means I don't know the reward. I'm telling you the reality, the truth. That we think, oh, iman, belief, we have to do this, have to do that. Show me one dalil. Therefore, I was to really understand what is iman, then the reward that Allah Ta'ala is giving, the reward, tell me, that Allah Ta'ala is giving, what a great reward, the tilawat of the Quran, dhikr of Allah. For example, you're sat here. Is this not the reward of Allah? Is this not a great mercy of Allah? Is this a small reward that Allah Ta'ala has given? Can there be a greater reward than this? That a person who is filled with sins, wrapped in sins, shrouded in sins, comes, sits and leaves, and he leaves as if he is an angel, sinless, washed, purified. So what Allah Ta'ala says occurs during the gathering of dhikr, during the action of dhikr, amazing. What machine is running to cleanse? But Allah Ta'ala says, you will not go the way you came, you will go with forgiveness. At that time, if an individual passes away who's in a majlis, I tell you regularly this, there were two friends. For example, friends who like each other, wander around with each other. One was sitting in the shop, the other friend was walking past. He said, what are you doing to the first one? He said, I'm doing maraqabah. He said, what's maraqabah? He said, I'm doing dhikr of Allah. He said, are you feeling okay? He said, run your shop, run your business. He said, just come and sit with me. And he said, see what happens today. He said, just sit with me 2 minutes and I'll tell you about dhikr. What is dhikr? Subhanallah. Closed his eyes, said, do Allah, Allah, Allah. And he started doing dhikr. And he said, ah, this is good action. Feels good, looks good. And then he left. When he left, he sat in his car, he had an accident and he passed away. Just within a few hours. And the friend who taught him how to do maraqbah, or exhorted him, advised him to do maraqbah, he didn't even know. And he sat in his shop, then the noise was made, people took him, in the morning was janazah, and he didn't know, he passed away, his friend. Then he saw a dream with regards to his friend, the same friend that he's wandering around in paradise. He said, huh? Where are you? How comes you've arrived into Jannah? This person is like shaitani. And he said, I'll phone him and ask him that I've seen you in a dream, I've seen you in Jannah Mubarak, congratulations, what's going on? So in the morning he's phoning him and he's not picking the phone up. He's not receiving the call. Then he asked his family, his folks, and they said that he's passed away. Huh? When? They said just 2 days ago he went to the bazaar. It was that same day, that same time when he met him. He said he left the shops and then he had an accident, he passed away. And when he saw him in Jannah and the dialogue he was having, he said, why is it, how comes you've arrived into paradise? He said, you are the one who sent me to Jannah, or allowed me to come into Jannah. He said, I allowed you to, how could I send you to Jannah? Or how can, through my means, you get to Jannah? He said, you know when you told me to do dhikr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked the action so much that when you do dhikr in a majma, because two individuals together is a gathering as well. Just like jamaat, if you pray salah, two individuals, two people, you can do jamaat salah. So you don't need 100, even if there are 3, 4, 5, 100, 1,000, 6,000, alhamdulillah, has exceeded here, isn't it? Everybody saw that. 5,000, 6,000, mashallah, the figure exceeded. Everyone saw this? Whoever saw this, put your hands up. Yes, that's it. People have seen this, they bore testimony, they testified that how people gathered together. It was like a flood of people who came together. When I left home, I said, who are these people? What's happening here? What's happened to this city, to this town? From India, Maulana phoned. Abdullah Kapoti, everybody knows who he is. Do you know him? What a great Maulana he is. And he phoned to Maulana Ismail Sahab and said that, what's happening in Manchester today? My son was to meet you, who's coming from London, he said. And he said that in Manchester there's no room to sit. How can I meet him? I said, Bolton. There's so much commotion. I said, no, there's nobody here. We just have a program, a function in the evening. He said, is it your function? He said, where? I said, in Masjid Zakaria. He said, that's what I'm speaking about. You don't even know how many people there are there. How busy they are. I said, I don't know what you're speaking about. I'm sitting at home at the moment. I'm in my room. And when he said to me that there's so many people, it's so busy, commotion, that no one can see another person, recognize him as a local, I said, huh? What's happening here? Allah Ta'ala sometimes shows the great deeds, that the deeds Allah Ta'ala loves. So when people go to sleep, then they go to sleep and they're lost. And when the ummah ceases to do an action, then Allah is Kareem, Allah demonstrates the foolish people, this is a great deed, you haven't understood it yet, what is the dhikr of Allah? The magnitude of the dhikrullah. So who achieved this and gathered everyone together is Allah Ta'ala. When I went there to the masjid, I was amazed, shocked. Allah, such a great gathering. Until today, Allah, I never knew that so many people could get together in dhikr. One, two, no? And how many? There were probably hundreds of malanas there from the whole country. Subhanallah. Ulama, scholars, muftis, and I spoke about just now the example from India, the phone call came. They said, because the dhikr of Allah is happening, and everyone came to attend. And angels, imagine how many angels would have been in that gathering. Subhanallah. So we haven't understood the meaning of iman and amal and reward. Do you understand? So we don't even understand. I'm going, the 3 points Allah says, iman, amal, and ajrun adeem. So what would we know? What is ghayru mamnoon? Allah says the ajr. Just first Allah says, innal illa ladheena amanu, bring about iman, wa amilu salihat, and do good deeds. And Allah says, falhum ajrun, and then you will get the reward. What is the reward? Ghayru mamnoon. What is that reward? Unfailing reward. It will never cease, it will never diminish, and it will never weaken. Not just this that we're wandering around today, we're young, then after some days we see that the youth is gone, and then the grey hair comes out, the white hairs, and a person starts to conceal it, then another grey hair comes out, then a third one comes out, coming out, then the teeth also start to fall out. One tooth falls out, the next tooth falls out, then the end point is what? Then the back starts to bend, hump. Then the youth is gone and an ajeeb situation overcomes a person. And the same woman who's beautiful, she's become old and her teeth are fallen out. And this is what happens. Before, people used to look at her repeatedly and then one day nobody will look. Why? Allah Ta'ala says, غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Whatever I give to you as reward will continue to increase in intensity. When a jannati will go in paradise and it will go to the bazaar, the marketplace, there will be marketplaces for jannatis. Allah Ta'ala says, when the jannati will come out of his palace and go to the marketplace, when he comes back, then his hoors, they will fall in love with him. That your beauty is not the same as it was before. It's got even better, improved, even more beautiful you're looking. Subhanallah. And every second they will look at his beauty, and that beauty will not diminish. It will not fail. So 3 things here we need to do, my brothers. It's not difficult. Is it difficult? It's not. Do we understand? Yes, so we've understood as well. There's no excuse against what we've discussed. A very simple, practical example. Okay, let's listen to another point here so we can understand. When will we understand? One day, ultimately, understanding will come. Chemistry, science, physics, we'll understand the deen even better and clearer than this. All. And when will we know this? When the coffing is being formed for each and one of us, and I'll be lying down, and all 4 corners around me, all 4 sides around me, people will be stood, seeing me off from the dunya. We've seen this ourselves happening. Allah Akbar, you will be lying down, we'll be lying down, and then the angels will be descending. And doctors will have given the final answer, sorry, and they will not be able to monitor his pulse. Eyelids will be glaring open, the mouth will be open. Does this time come or not, my friends? Today we prayed a janazah salah. Somebody passed away today. When I see the janazah, then I understand that did this person understand this message or not? Just one thing I think at that time, that this individual who's departing from this world, did he understand this message that Allah Ta'ala gave? A small message that bring about iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And those who have belief and do good deeds. So did this individual who's passed away in the coffin now, we're looking at him, did he understand? If he didn't, then he has understood now. When he will be descend, lowered into the grave, and when the darkness of the grave will come in the night and the adabs will come, at that time he will understand, or she will understand, Allahu Akbar, this was iman? Allah, I wasted my time. This was iman, and this is what I should have done in my life. These are the maqams, the levels for iman. So many rewards for having the right iman. Allahu Akbar, and I played with my iman just like a child plays with the marbles. With marbles. And so is this not us today playing with iman? Yes, from morning until night we play with our iman. Just like children play marbles all day long on the drains, we play with our iman. No individual human being can stop us to practice the deen if we really want to. What we feel like doing, we do. Yes, there's no shara. Nothing, no evil that can take us away from here. No principle or rule can take us towards wrong. But if we want to do bad, then we say, no, we're going to take it. And we're going to do haram business, we're going to. If we're going to bring a house, buy a house on mortgage, we're going to do it. Whatever sins we're going to do them to the extreme. This is our philosophy today. We play with the deen today just like children play with the marbles and the pebbles. In masjids, we play with the masjids, the houses of Allah. We listen to adhan and we play. At the time we hear Quranic verses being recited, we're playing games and not focused. And we challenge the verses of the Quran. And it's become our principle of life today to live our lives away from the verses of the Quran. Our opposition to the verses of the Quran. Our home, family, towns, cities, etc. We go against the deen. And the same example I give you in many days, I've been given the example. That after hearing, we probably have not accepted this. These are the latest figures. That one example I gave from India. One example. That how many Muslims? There are like 200 to 250 million Muslims. Some people say 300 million Muslims. The whole country from that massive population. And more than 6,000 Islamic institutions, Darul Ulums, more than 200 years the work of the Tabligh Jamaat is taking place. Such Jamaat, such Idaras, such institutions, such masjids, such learning institutions, isn't it? But only 2% of those Muslims pray 5 times a day. How many? 2%. Just 2%. So what about the rest? What's their situation? Imagine. Imagine. So this is such a big ibadah of salah. We don't pray, then imagine how those people do hajj or fast in Ramadan, how they pray taraweeh, and how many jummas they observe properly. Only 2% of those Muslims in India pray salah 5 times a day in jama'ah, according to the rules. So tell me, if this is the case, then what position is our iman standing in today? What? We'll understand? Oh yes, we'll understand one day when there'll be no point in understanding that day. Because we should have understood before that. And we will see the adhabat in front of our eyes. The grave will open up. The night will become dark. Adhab will start to descend. Then Allah will show that look. Look, the salahs, the prayers that you left. Today I'll show you what is the thawab for that. Salah that you used to pray. These three things, if you had accepted these three principles in this verse, then you would have seen the reward today. Allah will say that the door will open. And Jannah will be shown, paradise will be shown. The garden of Jannah will be shown. Those people who prayed salah, they'll be seated, they'll be happy, enjoying themselves with the fadl of Allah. And this is those people who prayed 5 times salah in congregation. They would shun everything at that time. That no, I was here, I was there, I didn't know. Wherever we go, total ijazah. Whichever country we live in, we have total ijazah, Allah Ta'ala says. But don't leave prayer, don't leave salah, Allah Ta'ala says. It's a must that come to salah when the time comes that I have to pray. And if this is impossible, if it's not easy for us that we cannot practice the deen, Allah Ta'ala says, there's no point living in that locality. Hunger, thirst, poverty, you're afraid in your own country, and then you run away to another nation where you don't get chicken, you get dry bread with chutney. Allah Ta'ala says, live there. But if you get 5 times salah in jama'ah, that is better than going towards the riches. So this is our selection today. That for example, if in any country, any place in the world, who has stopped us from practicing the deen? Nobody. Did Jibreel alayhi salam come and say, don't practice the deen? He told us one lesson, the same message that Rasulullah was given. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That's it. Allah Ta'ala said, I need this, this is a precondition. We want stomach, ease, money, pounds, riyals. There we have left Medina or Makkah. Today, if you go to Medina today, we go there. For amal, people would go in one stage. For amal, what will happen there? For amal, for deeds. And today, for riyal, people are going. For riyal. Yes? They're going there to count. What about the amal? They don't leave Masjid Nabwi for this. So where will the amal come? From here they've left. For example, not just here, they have to go there for dunya, for world, for earnings. They're going to spread their earnings there. Imagine what a muqaddas, blessed place it was. And people would say, all year long, all life long, we'll go to the Rawda Mubarak. And nowadays, just riyal, who have we asked? Business. Well, there's a lot of business there, a lot of business in Dubai, there's business, and in another country, there's business. We don't understand what's going on. Isn't this the case? This is our iman that we have today. Yes, there's no basis to our life apart from one thing, maadiyat, dunya, material. That's it. So when will we understand this? Allah will show that, look here, and this is that will not cease. It will not stop. It will not say, how many people will have opened up restaurants and shops and businesses and have become old and they've come into the masjid then afterwards. Now what's the point of coming now when you're old? Allah says, you've done all the wrong, the sins, you've eaten haram, and now you have no strength in your hands. So why are you coming now to the masjid? Just like those people who shun during their lifetime. Same thing. So this is the point. The Quran tells us the examples. Then that individual will see, and I will see. I look at myself, that I deserve all these examples I'm giving today. I'm referring to myself. I'm the empty box, and maybe the worst from everybody. And so when this will pass by my eyes like a flash, my mouth will drop and my jaws will drop. And when such amal will be showed, every deed, Jannah, paradise, hoors, and the palaces and the mansions, then he will shriek out, Allah, I swear by you, Allah, I swear, I promise that please let me go back to the world. Give me one chance, Allah. The Quran is explaining this, that give me one chance, Allah. The question doesn't arise that I will disobey you, Allah. The question doesn't arise, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ajeeb answer will come. That I'm explaining to you from experience, that Allah Ta'ala will say, this from our learnings, from what we've been taught, Allah will say, that foolish person, what guarantee are you giving to me now that I sent you such a great personality, Subhanallah, I sent such a great human being, he was Habib Allah, my friend. And I didn't call anyone Habib in the universe. I didn't call anyone Mahbub. Nobody did I love like this. Allah Ta'ala said, I loved that one individual. Allah Ta'ala said, I sent that personality, he's my mahbub, my beloved. And you didn't even have yaqeen on what he told you and the examples, his amal that he demonstrated. What was the message of amal that he gave to you? Think Allah Ta'ala will say that, did he want anything else from you? No, he just wanted to teach you what was iman, what was amalus salihat, and he gave you that message in such a way that he took the rocks, people threw rocks on him, stones on him, that the slippers on his feet, they were joined to his feet due to the blood that flowed down his body, that the slippers that were joined stuck, that he didn't even have water at that time to do wudu. And this was the difficulty he had in the dunya, just for one message that he distributed. What was that message? Salah, amal. Allah Ta'ala says, 5 times a day, salah. But look at our lives. So Allah Ta'ala said that you didn't understand that at that time. So who will explain to you again a second time? Why will you go a second time and pass? If you were to understand in the first instance, you would have been fine. Allah says, go to your destination and forever go into the fire of Jahannam for punishment. So my brothers, why don't we think a little bit about this point today? Better that we wait and delay and then we start thinking on the Day of Judgment when it's too late. Let's come together and do tawbah. Let's have courage, determination. That Allah, until today we didn't understand your message, but we've understood it today. Inshallah, we will live our lives according to iman and amal salihat. Not just amal, but amal salihat. Good deeds. We have to understand, but it's better to understand now. We will eventually have to understand. We will understand in one day. But better than understanding in the hereafter after death, it is better that we understand these points today that we've discussed. Allah Ta'ala said, now you have understood my message. All the points are wrapped in this. Hadith gave the same message. The Quran, the whole Quran gives the same message. Sahih Bukhari gives the same message. And Mu'tamar Malik gives the same message. And all of the kitabs, Tirmidhi gives the same message. Bayhaqi gives the same message. All the collections, all the ulum, knowledge, if you gather it together, one announcement will emanate from all of them. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. SubhanAllah, with what a great tariqah Allah Ta'ala has given this message on every page of the Quran, same message. Bukhari Sharif, same message. No other book is there any other message. This is the whole deen. Bring about iman, and the proof of iman is to do amal, and the proof of amal is that you do good deeds, amalu salihat, which are in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah. And then when you will pass away, Allah says, then you will come with ajrun ghayru mamnoon, the rewards that will never cease or diminish. We are all going to pass away one day, aren't we? So has the khawf come out now of our minds and our hearts? No, a believer is ready that even if I pass away, I'm going, oh, but we, no, he's dying, please save him. Doctors, and the yellow color will come to the skin, and the doctor said to me that your blood pressure has gone high and you've got diabetes, my color will go off and sweat will start to come more readily, and we'll still run after tablets and tranquilizers and medicines, and we'll stop eating or drinking, whatever the doctor said, we have to do this and that, and I'm about to pass away, the doctor said, and it could happen anytime. So what's the solution to this? Iman and amal and salihat. Oh, come on quickly, I want to live the life quickly so I can go to thereafter quickly. It should be one desire, that Allah keep me in such a hal that every salah of mine is attached to the masjid. Morning and evening I do your dhikr, and I recite your Quran, and I do your sujood and prostration, and I do long du'as to you, long du'as. This is the enjoyment of life, and this is the meaning of life. Not that, Allah, I get up in the morning and I run and earn money and money and mal, and I make shops and I do this and I do that action. Is this a life? Yes, this is not why we are living, for why we are staying alive. The life, the definition of a good life is to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of discussing all of this, my friends, morning and evening we see people passing away, we pray janazah salah, and we should at that time analyze our lives, that this individual is departing, and I don't know if he's earned anything, or if I should learn a lesson from this person's death, that if he couldn't do this action, then I will at least do it, so I can become stable and successful. At least we should have this much recognition of death and life when we see a janazah. That he himself, that person who was alive, he used to pray janazah salahs. And he never thought that I should improve myself, I should do tawbah as well and become better. But today I should at least think that I need to improve due to these examples of the deaths we've seen. Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance. Grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillah, we're grateful to you. I have shukr to you, Allah. I'm grateful that I'm still alive and I've got no witness. Subhanallah. And a person passed away, and so many people were shrieking and crying out, and they said that he's not even your relative and you're crying for him. You didn't even know this individual. He's passed away, he was no blood relative. And why are you crying so much now that this individual's passed away and gone? He said, I'm not crying on this individual, I'm crying on myself. Upon myself, I'm crying for this reason. Subhanallah. That I've seen him, he's gone. He's gone. And Allah shukr is that if, for example, that Allah Ta'ala has given me the example that this person's passed away and I've seen his death and I can see that he's passed away, and Allah is giving me the message that you still have a chance and you can still do tawbah before you pass away. That this individual maybe didn't do tawbah, but you can see proof here in front of your bare eyes and you still have a chance now. That if you do tawbah now and repent to Allah now and start a new lease of life, then you will get the greatest ajr and reward. But if we leave this, Allah says, follow the right path, which is the demand of iman, and do the right deeds, and Allah's karam and mercy, the all life long. If we amass the sins, if somebody comes to you and gives you the right, if anyone who's good, man or woman who is listening to what I'm saying right now, then do one action. Put all the sins of your life in front of you, amass those sins in front of you, pile them up. Even if it fills up the gap between the heavens and the earth, bring all of them. I did this action, I did A, and I did B, and I did C. Put your sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say, I've done all of these actions, Allah, I seek forgiveness from you. Then the announcement will come from high, from Allah. The angels take all of this person's sins and throw them the way I've purified this individual, Subhanallah. Doesn't take a second, Allah Ta'ala says, I was waiting for you, Allah Ta'ala says. I was waiting for you. But what sins do we do, big or small? Don't commit the sins, because Allah Ta'ala says, tell this individual I've forgiven him. Ghafoor or Rahim is Allah. So easy, isn't it? To stay on the deen, we don't need a solicitor, we don't need to file a case, we don't need to prepare documentation. That's it. Yes, if we've made mistakes, we're human beings. But now what is the opportunity? Don't waste a second. If without tawbah, if you're praying tahajjud, and nafal salah, ibadah, and dhikr, but you're not doing tawbah on the sins that you've committed, then that person's not doing the right actions. He hasn't come to the right path yet. First is the tawbah of an individual, the repentance. Soon as a person does repentance, repents, iman will become strong, and then the journey starts from there. It could be a 1 year journey, 2 year journey, 3 year journey, 6 month journey, Allah knows. So we should do tawbah, proper tawbah of our sins, and we should be grateful that Allah, I'm not in that box yet, I'm not in the grave yet, Allah, you've given me a new lease of life, new understanding, that Allah, I know now, I understand that I also will pass away very soon, and I will also follow that person's steps and tracks that he has gone into the grave. I will also reach that conclusion. So, Allah Ta'ala says, that leave the bad actions, leave the sins, and come towards the right path. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.